So you are down now. Where, tell us about where you are spending election night.
Well, you know, Dr. Courtney and John Llewellyn and I kind of came together in the last month as this group representing how important it was for someone from the North Coast to be our representative, and we call ourselves the Emerald Triangle. And so Dr. Courtney has this lovely place with his wife Kristen on the Casper Coast, and they basically put together a party for the three of us and anybody who wanted to celebrate what we were doing, regardless of results. So
now,
that's where I am.
Now, you say you've not been following the results.
Well, we've done some interviews and stuff, and the last thing we heard was probably around 10 o'clock, and someone called one of the county offices and said that the next results would be at midnight, so that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, the county offices, Humboldt County reports have been coming in very slowly, but we do have, you know, results here from the Secretary of State, so with district-wide in Marin, Sonoma, Humboldt, Mendocino counties, Del Norte, Trinity. We do have some results here. Would you like to hear them?
Sure.
So it's very gracious of you, I'll say, that that Dr. Courtney and Mr. Llewellyn down there in the Mendocino Coast, from the Mendocino Coast, are hosting you. They're both beating you, Andy, as it stands. How do you account for this?
Well, what's the percent of the results?
Well, there's a 38.5% of the vote has been tallied, or 38.5% of precincts are reporting district-wide.
Apparently the obvious that somehow their message connected with people. My message requires people to deal with something that society's been in denial about for a long time, the climate crisis, and something that seems abstract to a lot of people. So my campaign was dependent upon connecting with awareness that I presume was in a large number of people who have been fighting the ecological crisis, people who are part of the Back to the Land and marijuana community, and, of course, down in Marin, you have the whole Bioneers community, that they would recognize that when half of Greenland's ice sheet is sitting on a layer of water, we have to be very, very precise in our response to something like that. Just like, you know, when Pearl Harbor is bombed, you don't just say, well, we have only so much money to spend for our response. So if these percentages, whatever they are, continue, then it means that people, I think, haven't connected with that reality. And I'll just continue doing what I'm doing. I mean, I don't have a personal investment in this role. I'm trying to do it as a climate organizer and someone who works on other issues, dealing with, you know, the least among us, the homeless. And I just keep on doing that. I'm doing this because it seemed like we've run out of time on these things, and it just means I have to just keep at it.
That's awesome, and it's important work that you're doing. Would you like a rundown of where we're at?
Sure. What are the numbers for everybody?
Okay, for with 38.5% of precincts reporting district-wide, we have Jared Huffman at 38.1%, far out in front. Daniel Roberts, the Republican, 15.6%. Norman Solomon, 13.1%. Stacey Lawson, 9.8%. Susan Adams, 8.4%. Mike Halliwell, another Republican candidate, 6.1%. Brooke Clark, also from Mendocino County, I believe, 2.3%. John Llewellyn, 1.6%. William Courtney, 1.4%. Andy Caffrey, 1.0%. And Larry Fritzland, 0.7%. Now, Andy, you and I had a bet, I believe.
Yeah, that holds out. You get a case of beer.
I get a case of beer. Now, are we talking about a 12-pack or a case?
We're talking about a case.
A case.
Your favorite beer, whatever it is.
Oh, wow. I mean, I hear that there's this Trappist brewery in Belgium that...
I'll have to get my dope-growing, you know, financiers to get their Learjet to pick us up.
Well, is it a good time down there? Or is the general public coming down to the Courtney's house? Are there lots of people?
No, actually there aren't. You know, it's like we're doing something that's completely brand new, you know, and I think a lot of people, you know, I made this analysis in my new math article, here we are, doing some linkage, where I talked about the Arawak. How the Arawak people, when Columbus came, they just had never seen those 4- and 5-masted ships before, and they just were invisible, according to, I don't know, anthropologists.
What's that got to do with your campaign party?
And I think what we're doing is absolutely brand new, and when you have 90% of Americans thinking that Congress sucks, they're evil, they're monsters, it's a big job to start getting people to think that something has to be done there and something very different can be done. So, you know, it's sad to me that if these results turn out that to be the final results, that we just got that much more work to do. Because, you know, when we don't deal with these things, we're screwing over our kids and grandkids. You know, I'm 54. I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. I don't have any personal investment in that except for myself. But, you know, a lot of people have brought people into the world. It seems to me that just like the Vietnam generation got screwed by their parents, the so-called greatest generation, because when Nixon and LBJ came along and just sucked them off to kill people who had never invaded us, that they didn't bother to, you know, go listen to Noam Chomsky, get a peace rally, or get a book about Vietnam reform policy, and they just let these monsters turn our young men into killers and let so many of them become killed and then so many of them to be abandoned to PTSD. And it's hideous. And I hate the fact that we're doing the same thing with the climate crisis. So, you know, this is just the beginning of this cry. You know, I hope people will say, look, at the very least, you know, as a tribute to what Andy's doing, is I'm going to take the climate more seriously. I'm going to try to answer his question, how much do we have to reduce our fossil fuel emissions, and how much time do we have to do it to prevent these monstrous things like Greenland's ice or West Antarctica from breaking up and seeing foot-per-year sea level increases or the drying out of our forests or the release of the permafrost methane.
Well, that's awesome, and I hope people take that result too. Now, give our best to Dr. Courtney and Mr. Llewellyn, and thank you for running, for standing for office, and thank you for that case of beer.
You bet.
All right. All right, Andy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.